listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Hi guys, welcome back. This is part two of our post-Montreal special episode of On Target. I've got my guest, Parka Pat, here. Hi, Pat.
Welcome to the Parka Avenue headquarters in Montreal, Canada.
Yes, as you listen to this, it's been probably a couple of weeks since I've been back, but in real time, I am still in Montreal, and I am in Parka Avenue headquarters, enjoying a nice cup of coffee.
And Marty, I miss you already.
Oh, I know, I miss you too.
You've been gone so long.
Well, this is one of the things about Montreal that's so fantastic. It gives me an opportunity to come back and visit at least once a year. But luckily enough, I was able to visit one extra time this past year. But,
yeah, that's right. And we were reunited. I think it was the first time the three of us were together.
Yes, united.
the reason why I started DJing was our friend Lee Modern.
Yes, who was a very big part of my initial DJ days in Vancouver.
And one of the masterminds behind the Mod Club in
dear
Canada.
Friend to both of us.
Yeah, Dr. Lee.
Dr. Lee Esquire.
And I miss him too.
Yeah. So, hi again, Lee. If you listen to this and you listen to your podcast, which is Addicted to the Needle,
you'll
get a high from
the both of us. And since we're recording in the Park Avenue headquarters, you're going to hear familiar sounds like Jedi that just woke up and started walking around.
It could be licking my elbow at any time.
So in case you don't know, Jedi is not a Star Wars character, but a female dog. She's my bitch.
I thought it was an Ewok.
Well, she does look like one. Hey, Jedi?
Yeah, put a little cloth poncho on her and an Ewok. Yeah, so we are sharing our tunes, and we're having a bit of a musical, quote-unquote, battle. We are
a little back and forth.
Having a back and forth, and I am sharing some of the new stuff that I've picked up whilst in Montreal, and Patrick is, of course, trumping everything that I have with his incredible box of gold.
But I didn't pick up anything this weekend. That's rare. Well, except during the recording of Addicted to the Needle, and you want to remind your listeners about the concept behind the podcast?
It is a vinyl addict who does a show with his vinyl dealer, who is Ben Schulman, and they've been doing this for years where Ben comes over to Patrick's place and they sit and they talk about music and they talk about records, and then Ben ends up playing different songs, different records for Patrick, and Patrick will inevitably buy one. And then Patrick had the great idea of doing a podcast where they do exactly what they've always done.
Yeah, for the past 7 years.
And you guys get to listen in, be flies on the wall, as it were, where you can listen to what they talk about, listen to the music, and then...
And two record nerds.
Two record nerds.
Just talk. Well, I'm not a record nerd. I rely a lot on you and Ben for my info.
We get nerd, like me and Ben get nerdy when we're talking records. It's pretty crazy.
And I was really honored for you to be part of the last episode, episode 9 of Addicted to the Needle, where we recorded live from Montreal.
And that was a first as well, to record live.
That's right. Yeah. And there was one thing that happened during that show that we didn't talk about in part one of this show, was we had our first rejection. Because every show, Ben plays tracks that I either buy or refuse. Thumbs up or thumbs down. And up to now, I've bought everything, every single track. And we decided to include you in the buying process. And you had a stack of records. And the records we're playing today are part of those records you picked out.
And I hadn't heard any of them yet.
Exactly. So we picked one at random.
Yeah.
You remember what the title was?
It was called The Loser.
By the Racket Men. The Ratchet Men.
The Racket Club?
Or the Racket...
I don't know. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Because we rejected it. Yeah. So it was the first time on the show that we turned down a record.
The first loser was called Loser.
Yeah. How ironic.
Yeah, it was actually kind of terrible. For the first time ever, we stopped the record in the middle of the song because we just didn't want to play the whole thing through. It wasn't worthy.
And the only thing you don't hear is that...
Yeah.
Because
which
we,
I was I was almost going to do, but then I realized, you know, it's still Ben's record.
And your needle.
Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, we practice safe needle exchange at Addicted to the Needle.
We do.
Even if Marty and I are made from the same cloth, brothers from another mother, we practice safe needle exchange.
Safe needle sharing.
Yep.
Yeah, so definitely check out Addicted to the Needle, the podcast where a vinyl addict meets his dealer.
We're everywhere on Mixcloud, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts now, known as iTunes.
Yes, that's right, Apple Podcasts.
Because I listen to your show and you still say iTunes.
iTunes, but yes, because I'm just, you know, I'm an old man who's
old
still
school.
Catching up to... I still make mixtapes.
There you go.
But we're going to continue on what we were doing in part one of this show, and I ended the last show with some garage. So is that how you're going to start this show?
Oh, am I starting this time?
Absolutely.
So I'm setting the battle?
You are.
Okay, perfect. Jedi, I need you. So yeah, some garage. So to finish off the Montreal theme, I'm going to play some records from Montreal. In Montreal, we have a rich 60s history in music.
Yes.
But then again, we did a lot of covers of known hits
from across the world. Yes, I talk about that often on the show.
Well, I really like two shows ago, you did a whole French...
My pre-Montreal show, yes.
There you go. So, folks, you need to go listen to that one, too.
I which most of those records I got from you.
And it was only payment in kind for all the help with Montreal. So this was at the top of my Quebec French Canadian top want list. And it's Les Moribonds. And they're doing a cover of Taxman. And it's called Mr. Taxman. And what I like is that all the lyrics are in French, but the title.
Except for the Taxman.
Yeah, they don't say Monsieur de l'Impôt. They say actually Taxman. Yeah. So this is the first track you're going to hear. The second track is by Les Démonaires, and they're doing a cover of 96 Tears.
Ah,
and it's called Ne me dis rien. And I can actually say the titles, because when you try to say the French titles...
I don't do it anymore. I've tried. It's embarrassing. I just don't
Same
do it
Same as Penny Lane every time she says a French title. But the thing about this record, on the B... I don't know which one is the A side or B side. I actually like the other side better, but I've played it on Sheila B's show, so I didn't want it, you know... play twice. The other side is Tu m'appartiens, and it's a cover of Under My Thumb.
Oh, cool.
So, but you'll see 96 Tears is pretty good. So.
All right. Well, let's have a listen to that. Oh, and if you are interested in who Sheila B is, definitely check out Sophisticated Boom Boom.
On WFMU.
An amazing show.
Yeah. Je sais tout, ne me dis rien. Toi qui vois tout dans les mots, écoute-moi bien. Je ne veux plus penser aux mots aimés. Nous deux, c'est insensé. Oui, insensé. Je ne veux plus de répondre-toi. Tous deux, il faut choisir. Ne plus y penser. Tout est fini. Je ne veux plus de répondre-toi. Je te dis non. Si tu dis oui ou bien non, tu comprendras aux 100 raisons qu'il faut choisir ou bien partir. Mais tu dis non, non, mais tu dis non. Ne me dis rien, je sais tout, ne me dis rien. Toi qui vois tout. Ne me dis plus, tu dois choisir. Et ne pense pas que je vais courir. Je te dis non, 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 non. Et je ne dois plus, non, non, non. Ne plus choisir.
That was a great version of 96 Tears. What's the band called?
You want to take a shot at it?
Demonaire.
Yeah, Les Démonaires.
It's called Ne Me Dis Rien.
Oh, pretty good. I'm impressed. Ne Me Dis Rien. That's exactly, don't tell me anything.
And I was saying to Patrick while I was playing, I love that they have the organ, because oftentimes if it's the original has a Hammond or something like that, they'll replace it with saxophone or guitar or something. So they've got that in there, but it's got that more sort of popping organ sound that I kind of prefer, or it's nice to hear a variation on it instead of it being just a carbon copy.
And that's the thing, we've talked about covers before. We actually did a show about covers.
That's right, yes.
And it's hard to find a cover that compares to the original. And I think it holds up. And for a lot of people, covering the Beatles is a sacrilege, and I just don't do that. I have a good friend here. He's a radio DJ for the top rock station in Montreal called Show FM. So a shout out to Randy Renault. And whenever I play a French Canadian cover of the Beatles, he looks at me with, you know, bolts in his eyes. Yeah, and
you better be careful. Don't be messing with them.
Oh, but he doesn't like it.
Oh, he doesn't like it.
No,
at all.
No. It's a no no. But I think it holds up, especially that, you know, guitar solo. I like covers that have offer just a little tweak to it.
Yeah. And Patrick's referring to the Mr. Taxman by
Les Moribonds.
And that's on Disque Monde, which is Transworld.
Yep. Right?
But it's the
Quebec version.
Quebec version of Transworld. And you're absolutely right. Like, they nailed it. And that guitar solo, that backwards guitar. I was about to hand the headphones back to Patrick, and I caught that. And I'm like, wait a second. And I pulled the headphones back, and I was like, wow, that is really cool.
Yeah, of course. We're sharing headphones. We don't share needles, but headphones is fine. Because, you know, it's a little home studio here.
Jedi's licking my elbow.
There she goes.
Yeah. Thank you.
As long as she doesn't lick the records, we're okay. Okay.
Yeah. But the other great thing about this is that, if our listeners don't know, the whole thing with the Beatles was that all the Beatles tracks were Lennon and McCartney. And even the ones that George Harrison or Ringo Starr wrote, Ringo Starr maybe too.
Yeah, right.
but George Harrison, so many. Like, I had a moment where I realized that all my favorite Beatles songs were George Harrison songs, that they would still get credit for it. And that's one of the things that was a bone of contention between them, right? But this one is credited to George Harrison, which is
Oh, good for
as it should be.
Good for Quebec. That was one of my top Quebec wants, and I managed. There's a great record shop in Montreal that you know well. It's Le Pickup, and Denis is the owner. And you found a few records on this trip. I think.
Did. Yes, I did.
Are we going to play any?
No, I haven't even scratched, so as it were, the surface of the.
So you're going to do a part three, I guess, by yourself?
Oh yes, I've got plenty to go on for weeks.
Well, Denis, I managed to convince him to sell me his own personal copy of Taxman.
Wow.
By Les Moribonds, and I jumped on the occasion, and he looked at me, he go, you know, it's an expensive record. And I said, yes, I'll pay up for it. And he told me the price, and it was half of what it was about ready to pay.
Yeah. And that's
so
we've talked about this off mic too, that I find it hilarious when you say that you want something and the person sort of says, it's very expensive, and then like tries to sort of brush you off, whereas you're thinking, but I'm here to purchase that for X number of dollars, give me a price. And almost always the price they give you is less than what you're expecting to pay.
And I had money burning a hole in my pocket, but I did eat Kraft dinner for, you know.
Worth it.
Well, Kraft dinner in Canada is mac and cheese in the States, I guess.
Yeah.
Katie.
Yeah.
And, but I don't know. You tell us. I think it was worth it.
Absolutely. Please feel free to tell us. I'd love to hear from you on my Facebook page, facebook.com/ontargetpodcast. One of my favorite things is getting an email from a listener or getting somebody posting something on the page. So please do.
We do the same thing for our podcast, and we make honorary members that actually write to us. And so this is a battle. So are you up?
I am. And there's two things that are going to make this blend so nicely to that. It's a cover.
Quebec cover.
And it has a number in the name.
come, 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 dance with me. Come, 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 dance with me. Come, 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 dance with me. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand up on your hip. You let your backbone do a flip. You shake it to the east. You shake it to the west. You shake it to the one that you love the best. That's the thing. That's the thing. Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. You put your hand up on your hip. You let your backbone do a flip. You shake it to the east. You shake it to the west. Take it to the one that you love the best. Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me. Come and dance with me. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip. Put your hand on your hip.
So if you didn't notice that was Land of a Thousand Dances, they call it A Thousand Dances. And that was Les Berlaires on Teledisc.
Yeah, that's right.
And they do a great version of Land of a Thousand Dances in very upbeat, very snap, all about dances.
Very Quebec yeah. That's yeah. Typical Quebec yeah.
And you said you had a story about these guys?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Because I asked you beforehand if it was Les Baronets.
I
mixed Les Baronets and Les Belairs. And the thing about Les Baronets, they were a bigger group than Les Belairs. And Les Baronets had René Angélil in the band, which was Céline Dion's late husband.
That's right, yes.
And also another bandmate of the trio. You can check out Les Baronets. I think I
had played one or two of their tracks on the last two
shows ago. Yeah. Well, here's an interesting thing about Les Baronets. One of the band members is Pierre Labelle, and I went to elementary school with his son.
Ah, cool.
Jean-François Labelle. And we had a talent show at our school, and his father attended. He was also a stand-up comedian. Uh-huh. And at the talent show, I was a magician.
You were a magician?
I was a magician. Oh. And Jean-François told his father about my magic tricks. And I went to Pierre Labelle's place.
Yeah.
And I performed magic for Pierre Labelle
from
Les Baronets. So I got confused. Les Belaires, Les Baronets. They were
a great story.
So you'll have to go and listen to the pre-Montreal show.
Absolutely.
Where you play, I think it's a Doors cover, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah, I played Hello, I Love You,
That's right.
The Doors. And I believe the episode is 137, so it's episode 137.
And it's worth listening over anyway.
Yeah.
It's such a great show.
Yeah. It was either that one or the one before where I played a track called The Great Name Dropper. And it's all about like dropping names of bands and stuff like that. And it's got a great beat, and the joke in it is that he says Clarence Frogman Henry twice, and someone in the crowd calls him out on it and says, "Hey, you said that already." He's like, "No, I didn't say that." He's like, "I didn't say Clarence Frogman Henry." Yeah, so it was the one I played after that was Come On Undance by Clarence Henry, also known as Frogman.
Yeah, he has a couple of good 45s.
Yeah, yeah. And that's on Argo. Lots of fun. So that's the dance theme, which
since this is a battle, I have to counterpunch, and yes. I'm going for an uppercut here with two twist tracks. And the first one, well, since being a teacher is my first job, and being a DJ and blogger and mod is my first job.
Yeah.
But it's not a job. It's a lifestyle. It's a
yes.
And so this one is called Twist in School.
You started everything off with Twist in School by Little Betty on the Alto label. Wasn't that guy, a guy singing?
I'm all confused. He needs to go back to school.
either Betty is his name, or she sounds very much like a man.
Or it's another name for Jackie Shane, maybe.
It's possible. I mean, and that happened a lot, you know, with like younger artists would sound a lot like girls and would sometimes sing as a girl, which is great because it's all about the song, right? It doesn't matter who's singing it.
But usually when you had an artist with little in front, they were really young. He didn't sound like a little Betty at all.
Or it was ironic.
I don't know.
Like Biggie Smalls?
Yeah, that's right.
And of course, like keeping in the theme of the whole thing, Honey Stop Twistin', Jimmy Donnelly on Teardrop.
But then again, I'm confused. You go to school to learn to twist, and then they tell you to stop after?
There comes a point when you're just twisting too much.
I do that all the time as a teacher. I tell kids to do something, and then I change my mind, stop doing that. So,
yeah.
That makes sense.
Those are great. And I'm going to now do a set myself that no longer has anything to do with dancing, because we've done that.
But it's a battle. Sorry,
it's a battle. So we're just going to see if you can. You know what? Let's see if you can figure out what the
no. But you need to counter punch that one. Do you have a thread going?
Well, you know, I don't know. There's a reason. I just came the no.
So it's gonna be a TKO here.
I know. Yeah, as usual. But I definitely don't.
You admit
know,
defeat.
I don't know these records because I just got them and I'm doing the best I can, man.
Yeah, don't mess with the heavyweight.
Okay, I accept defeat if it means that we can go on to my set. So let's see if you can figure out what the common theme is in this, okay?
Yeah, the next two, okay.
Yesterday, and what did I see? A six-page letter. for my baby ML special delivery. Said I'm sorry, Daddy, that I treat you this way. People, I'm going back home to hurry if I have to walk all the way back. Pull over, somebody stop and let me ride. Pull over, somebody stop and let me ride. I got a hitchhike time, Georgia and I went 12 miles more. Gonna make it back to my baby, but I got a long way.
So, could you guess what the thread was on that?
Let me guess. It's about Tennessee.
Ah, oh, so close. Georgia.
There you go.
Gonna send you back to Georgia. James Carr on Gold Wax was the first one. And then, of course, Hitchhike Back to Georgia on Capitol. That's Willie Harvey.
Now, people are gonna think that I'm just here to plug my stuff and plug my blog. But you're making it easy for me. Because in my obsession with sweets and themes, I came up with another sweet. It's called Travel Across America with the Top 15 Northern Soul Tracks About the USA.
That's right. I remember this now.
And if you don't want to read about it, you can go on my Mixcloud account, Park Avenue, and you can hear all top 15 tracks. And I cheated a bit because there's two, and then they're about Montreal. So
there's, you know, Montreal. It's about traveling.
Yeah, there's North Montreal America. 67 and Montreal La Nuit. But the top, we could say top 13 then.
Yes. Yeah. But or traveling North America as opposed to the United States.
Well, America.
America.
There you go. And this, I remember seeing on Facebook a friend that was asking, do you have mixes? I'm going on a road trip. I need music to listen to. Now, can you get a better mix for a road trip than Traveling Across America with Top 15 Northern Soul Tracks?
No, that's brilliant.
Right? And I don't have those two. I do have Going Back to Georgia, a different version. We talked about it. And it didn't make the top 15, so kudos to you for finding another one.
Yay! That's nice. So does that mean that I win that round?
You do. You do. And my segue is going to be pretty poor. So,
We accept all segues on this show.
So my counter attack is pretty poor because the title of the next track is just The Beat Goes On. So I'm just keeping
it going.
Keeping it going. And you know how much we love covers, right?
That's right. And this
proved
one.
Proved it in this show and the previous show.
Yes. Yes.
And I think you like this one.
I love this one. And I'll tell the story afterwards.
Teeny boppers, a newborn king.
Tune to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Those were some pretty great tracks, you know, regardless of whether or not they went into a set or not, or were part of the battle.
Well, you won the last round. I'll concede.
Well, you kept the beat going with The Beat Goes On by the Buddy Rich Orchestra, and that's on Pacific Jazz. And I've got a little story about that. It goes back to my days DJing at the Mod Club in Victoria. My DJ partner was DJ Skeptic, who is also the drummer for Canadian band 5440.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a massive fan of Buddy Rich. And Buddy Rich is like a great drummer from way back in the big band era. He had, was orchestra leader and drummer.
And he's an inspiration for a lot of drummers.
For a lot of drummers, yeah. Even Dave Grohl has mentioned an inspiration from him. And he used to play this song every week. That was from CDs, so it doesn't count. Because I only had it on a compilation, so it was also like hard for me to play too, because I didn't even know until this weekend that it
came
was
out
on
45.
But the story that he tells me is that they were doing a live, because if you listen, you can hear it's a live recording, and they called up Buddy Rich's daughter, Kathy, and she's 13 years old. But she had been in the session so much that she knew the song.
And so back in the Mud Club Victoria days.
Yeah. And they called her up to sing. And so 13 years old, Buddy Rich's daughter, Kathy Rich, and she's credited on this label as being the vocalist.
Oh, so that's her.
That's her singing impromptu. Like, she wasn't prepared to do it.
And that's such a polished track. I know.
That's
blown
why
away.
It's such a genius moment in time captured on recording, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And after that, you played Tossin' and Turnin' by Demita Joe on Epic, a track that I love because I love the Chad Allen and the Expressions version, also known as the Guess Who. I've always really liked that version, but you did some research there and found
Buddy Lewis is the original. And you know, there's the might be a thin thread between those two tracks, but the reason why I paired them up is, for me, they're quintessential mod. It's
absolutely
such a mod sound to my ears. I mean, you know, mod jazz, the organ instrumentals, the Jimmy Smith mod sound is one thing, but for me, this is mod.
It's where all the elements gel together.
It's mod as FX. Yes. Expletive.
Yes, expletive. Very well said.
We are on a university radio, right?
We are, and it's frowned upon to say anything.
Of course, and I'm a teacher too.
Yes, well appreciated. But you've made that point is well made. I totally agree with you. I think that that there are certain tracks that absolutely capture that, and definitely without a doubt, despite the fact that Sonny and Cher are not particularly mod in any way, or Sonny Bono, although I did play a track by the Checkmates on Friday night. I don't know if you know that was Sonny Bono.
No.
Yeah. Hey, Mrs. Jones.
And oh, really?
Yeah. That's
wow, I love that track. Oh,
yeah, it's great.
I just recently got a copy. I didn't have one before.
Yeah. But every once in a while, they just sort of dip their toes in mod and the track and the way that Buddy Rich handled it and that moment in time being captured so beautifully. Just look, goosebumps. You see that? Look at that, goosebumps. Well, I love it.
Well, because I was thinking of the Checkmates too, and that's definitely mod.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's more R&B.
But yeah.
It goes down the list of all the checks.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a great example of sort of like, I thought it was a black group when I heard it, and finding out that it was Sonny Bono kind of blew my mind a little bit.
Hashtag blow my mind.
And like, if you didn't know that, it wouldn't even matter. Although it does matter to me that the Wrecking Crew are recognized, because they're a very big part of all of what we're talking about. And anything to do with Sonny Bono and the Capitol label and the A&M label and all of those, the Wrecking Crew were the band, and they can't ever be forgotten. If you haven't seen the documentary about the Wrecking Crew...
I haven't.
Oh, you haven't? It's on Netflix, dude. Watch it.
Tonight.
Yeah. It's like, it'll blow your mind. Like, you realize that so much music that you know and love would not even have come close to being possible without these specific band members.
And the thing about those three tracks, I mean, including the Checkmates that we mentioned, it's all very cool.
Yeah.
And it ties in with... You played it on the night where we titled the night "Cool is Defined Here."
Yeah,
and I'm pretty proud of that tagline, because I think that's the essence of Montreal and mod culture in general.
Yeah,
and those last three tracks I think are the perfect definition of what is cool.
Very cool. Yes, absolutely. And actually,
you have a cool track coming up.
I got an awesome track coming up. And my last set, unfortunately, we're going to have to say goodbye, but is about love. So,
that's another perfect segue.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of love in this room, and there's a lot of love that happens on these weekends. So, love for the music, the clothes, the scooters, each other.
Yeah, and we've met a bunch of new people, new friends. We made a bunch of new friends this weekend.
Fantastic people. And we want to thank everybody that came out and hope you had a wonderful time. And we are doing this next year, right?
You're talking about Montreal, but yeah. I'm asking you if we can do this your show again next year.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's do Montreal just so I can be on your show again.
Okay, it's done. Done deal. Absolutely. I'd love to.
Eggs are awesome.
Hashtag eggs are awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show and for doing this with
my
me.
My honor. I've been waiting for this moment for a long time.
Great. Well, I'm glad you got to do it.
I didn't even have to travel to Winnipeg.
Yeah, which is great. Well, good. You just stay here. I'll come to you. Excellent. Well, thanks again.
So we're signing it off with?
And we are signing off with Jackie Ross, Dynamite Lovin'. And after that, Love Makes the World Go Round, Dion Jackson.
Yeah, it's all about love.
On Target, it's What's in the Grooves That Count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.
You know love makes the world go round, and love, baby, makes the seesaws go
up and down,
and it makes trees grow tall, and the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now, without love, flowers wouldn't grow in spring, and without stars above.
well. That goes for Billy, Sherry, Bobby, and Marshall, and baby, you and I. Oh, I can prove to you that these facts of love are so true. It makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now. So good, child. Ooh, it's so bad. Ooh, sweet love.